Oh, I got a neat story. And I'm killing myself here. In 17, was it, no, not 17, was it in 1976?
You are that old, but I wouldn't have told it.
And a man's not complete until he's married.
Amen.
Then he's finished. Was it Stompin' 76, right?
Stompin' 76.
Yeah, yes. That's where I met you. John Prine introduced me to you, but you
but
thought...
I thought you were Douglas.
Yeah. Lucky you. And anyway, we're playing this place, and we flew in on this helicopter to Stompin' 76, flew over this mountain, and there was over 200,000 people at this festival. That's right. Were you there? Do you remember that? It was total anarchy and chaos, and it was like what would happen if they'd pulled the plug on America, huh?
I drove in early and had to leave my car there and get somebody to bring it home later.
Well, here we were at this festival. John and I were sharing this dressing room. And I'm just going to tell this. I don't care.
Oh, Lord.
We went in, first of all, to collect our money. This Keith Casey agent, and I'll never forget this. I'm sitting at the table. John's sitting here. The guy who was the security guard for the whole thing was sitting there, supposedly. By the way, he had ripped off everybody's the money. And he was sitting there. Keith was sitting on the floor down there. Huh? Not till afterwards. Okay? Did John ever tell you this story? So John's sitting here, and I was a little bit different in temperament than I am now. And we were sitting there, and I said, okay, pay up. We want to get paid for this. I said, well, we have blah, 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 blah. He started giving me all the stuff. I said, give us our money now. And he just pulled out a .38 pistol and laid it on the table. Just laid it there. And John was kicking me under the table. Shut up. Shut up. Let's just get out of here. Shut up. Anyway, he's sitting there, and he lays it on the table. He lays his .38 on the table, and I said, I got one similar to that. And he said, very cleverly, yeah, but it's not pointing at me. And then John really started kicking me. So anyway, we all got out of there, and we couldn't get out of there. John decides to take this big 30-some-foot motorhome and drive us out, right? So here's John, probably wasn't the best driver in the world, but he started backing this motorhome out because it was running. Here we are in the dressing room taking it with all the ones were lined up, right? So he starts driving out. And as he's doing this, and I think it was this festival, not the Menominee Festival. I get that part confused, huh? Mole Lake. One of these festivals where the motorcycle gangs had taken over.
That wasn't Stompin'. They didn't take over Stompin'. They took over Stumptown.
No, it's still the one because he was driving the motorhome to get us out of there. And that's right, it was but the motorcycle gang's motor. And as he was driving it out, he hits a motorcycle. And then all the other motorcycles go just like in the movies. So, John, we got to get out. And people were hanging on this thing to try to get out. We had people on there. There was a sea of humanity hanging on like rats on a sinking ship. And we were trying to get out of there. And John drives his motorhome through all that blocked traffic. We found ways out of there going through fields. And John actually drove that motorhome. That was the bravest thing I've ever seen him do. And he drove the motorhome out of there. Because the helicopter pilots wouldn't take us out because the fog had come in. And he was an on pilot and says, I'm not messing with that. These guys are on your own. So we had to get out of there. So that's... I don't know if that's a boring story or what, but it's a characteristic to John, you know, what he was all
about. He was better than the guys we were with because we couldn't get out. I walked out with Prine and them walking over cars, over the hoods, back down, yeah. All the way out, just over, walking over cars, and then a wood truck picked us up, and we rode in the back with the cut wood.
Well, that was in a danger when festivals like this were dangerous. They really were.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of bad things happen at those. friend of ours got kidnapped at one of those things, and they put him in the trunk of the car and drove him around.
Yeah, the Pagans did.
Pagans out of D.C. They voted.
And they brought him back, though, because he talked too much.
And I remember one time that John and I were working Harper's Ferry, a nice family festival, and they said, well, we're a little bit concerned about you guys coming in there because you draw the motorcycle crowd, and we're afraid of that. So that whole thing had gotten, we had, I mean, you know, it was a time when everybody, if you went on at 11 o'clock, you played till 2, you know, in the morning, and it was in Jam City at those times. But a lot of great memories during that time. Yeah. I didn't, she did.